are you doing? My name is Faith. With me is my dad. You know him by his other name, Jared. We will be your hosts for this episode. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we talk about board, card, and other tabletop games. Tonight, we'll be talking about Zubrick, which is made by Alexa Forrester and Chris Guther, and published by Sunday Club Games. Thank you all for making this game.
It's time for a Kids Table episode! Woo!
Nice. Well, hey, Faith, how's it going?
Good!
Are you so excited to be here? Nice. All right. So tonight we're going to be talking about the game Zubrick. That is so exciting.
It's my favorite game.
We really like Zubrick a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
So let me go ahead. I'm going to talk about Zubrick for just a minute, and then I have several questions for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Zubrick is a 2-5 player cooperative game where all players are working together to try and get those pesky zoo animals that have escaped and are trying to get out of the zoo. As zookeepers, it is your goal to work together to get the animals back in their enclosures and lock the gates before too many of them exit the zoo. There are a variety of animals that need to be recovered. We have tigers, elephants, snakes, meerkats, a form of monkeys that I don't remember the exact name of. Do you remember?
Chipmunks? I'm pretty sure.
Chipmunks? They're not chipmunks. Capuchins.
Capuchins, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, capuchins. Good job, chipmunks. That's so silly. It would be really hard to collect chipmunks.
Why?
Because they're like really scurry and they'll bite your face. We have to lock up some snakes and a rhinoceros.
Ooh, rhino charge!
That's the thing that happens in this game. Very nice. So in this game, it's pretty simple. The way it works is you take your turn, starting with rolling what we call an action die.
Yeah.
That is numbered 5 through 10.
Yeah.
That determines how many actions you can take on a turn.
If you have like a snack or anything, it will say the number of actions that you get if you add it to your actions.
That's true.
If you look at the bottom, you can read what it says right there.
You love those concessions. They're your favorite. So the various actions that you can do, the board is separated out into squares. So an action is that you can move on foot from one square to another one. The next thing you can do is ride the train for 2 actions, and that takes you from one train station to another train station on a different part of the board. The third thing you can do is draw a supply card from the supply closet. The fourth thing you can do is Faith's favorite, drawing a snack token. Faith, you want to talk about those snack tokens? What kind of snacks are in the snacks bar?
There's a pretzel, an energy drink, a coffee, and a bar. All of them will basically say 4 actions.
Some of them are less actions, right? So you might get one that's 2 actions or 3 actions or 4 actions.
But if you get a really good one, you may get 5 actions. But that's only the people that are very lucky.
Wow, I think that's a different game that you might have made up on your own.
No, it isn't.
Now, Faith, which of those snacks is your favorite to actually taste in real life?
I'd say a bar.
You like the chocolate bar? That makes sense. You can trade supplies or snacks with another character.
Yes, you can if you're on the same square.
That's right. Yes, so that means that multiple zookeepers can be on the same square, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody playing the game can be on the same square and just be trading.
Perfect. The next thing we can do is place or remove the barricade. Do you remember the barricade?
Oh, yeah.
Because we use that to put a block in the way so that animals can't get out of the zoo as fast.
I remember last time where I stuck it between the hedges.
Yeah.
So they had to go around.
That really helped us. That was really good. You can also spend a number of actions to capture animals. And so the different animals will have a different number of actions required to capture them, and you will also need to have a certain type of equipment, which you get from the supply closet to be able to capture certain animals.
Or from a trader.
Yeah, you could trade with somebody else. That's true. The last thing you can do for three actions, here you go, Faith. The last thing you can do for three actions is you can use the key that you found to lock up a particular enclosure, but you can only do that once all the animals of that type have been returned to their home.
Now, over to me, I will tell you how much actions each animal costs.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with the rhino. You cannot capture it, but you can trap it in its enclosure when it's rhino charge. My dad or me will tell you about that later. Anyway, back to this. You have to lock it up with three actions. Now back to the top. The meerkat you can only capture with a net. A net you can get at the supplies place or trading. A capuchin you also have to capture with a net, but it costs two actions. You capture a panda with a leash.
And that costs two actions as well, right?
And that costs two actions.
Mm-hmm.
An elephant, it may be hard because an elephant can trample you.
That's true. And it costs how many actions?
It costs three actions
to capture it
with a leash.
Yeah.
Now, a tiger is...
Oh, the tigers get a little tricky.
The tiger is tricky. It is two steps. First, you got to shoot like a sleep gun.
A tranquilizer.
To try to get it to sleep. And that costs two actions. And then you got to capture it with a stretcher and put it back in its enclosure.
Yep.
Because that also costs two actions. Now, the rhino is very, very hard to capture. Because it will be running back and forth throughout the barn.
Yeah, so it stays at the front of the zoo. It's not trying to escape. It's just trying to plow over everything in its path, right?
Yeah. So, if you could trample, you have to go to the emergency center.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. Anyway, you have to trap it in its enclosure and lock it up, which is three actions. Now, a snake is also two steps, but it is very, very tricky.
It is.
A snake, you got to flip the snake tile token, and if it's a poisonous snake and you don't have anything else to kill it,
No, you mean capture it.
Capture it, then you go to the hospital.
What's the other kind of snake that could be there?
And there's another kind of snake that could just sit there, and it isn't poisonous, and you won't have to go.
Yeah, and so either way, after you flip the snake over from it being face down, then it will tell you on the token how many actions that snake requires to have it be taken back to its enclosure, correct?
Yes. Now, you have to capture it with tongs, and that costs 1 to 3 actions.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, where it depends on which kind of snake flips over. Thanks, Faith. That was great. So, yeah, so you finished spending all of your actions, moving, capturing animals, getting supplies, going to the snack bar, as Faith likes to do, things like that. Once you have finished as many actions as you can or want to take on your turn, then the board moves. So you'll flip over a card to show animals that have broken out of their enclosure. And then you will flip over a card that determines which animals move.
Now, there is a card called Rhino Charge. That means the rhino will run from its enclosure all the way to the other side of the board.
And what happens if you're stuck in that row?
You get trampled unless you are black.
I imagine it feels... Well, we're going to get to that because there's different kinds of zookeepers. Yes. So, so that's how the board turn goes. So after you've finished all four of those steps, you'll pass the die to the next person, and then they get to go.
Now, about the zookeepers.
Yes, let's talk about that. So, Faith, there are 5 different types of zookeepers. I'm going to read them off to you, and then I would love to know which one is your favorite. So the green zookeeper is the gardener who can walk through or stand in the shrubs.
Which means it will be safe, even if it's a rhino charge, because nobody can go, non-zookeepers, nor animals can go in the shrubs except for green.
Yeah, and it makes it so you can go through the area faster to get to the other side to get to an animal. The red zookeeper is the track star,
It can jump over a space.
It can, yeah, it can leap over barricades, and it can move two spaces instead of one. So it's really fast. The next one is the yellow zookeeper called the Lucky Duck.
You can re-roll the die once.
Two times, actually,
two
remember?
Two times.
Yeah.
You can re-roll the die two times.
So if you get a really bad number, you could re-roll it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, eh?
I think it's excellent. Next is the black zookeeper, which is referred to as the black belt.
Because it cannot get hurt, even if it's standing right in the middle of a rhino charge.
That's right. And then the blue zookeeper is called the angler. What can the angler do? Do you remember?
No.
So the angler has a special ability where it can flip snakes and capture animals from an adjacent space instead of being being right on top of it.
Yeah.
And that makes it a lot safer, right?
Yeah, because then he will get trampled.
So each zookeeper has a special ability. Which one's your favorite?
I cannot choose.
Well, come on.
Green.
Green's your favorite? More than red? I feel like you play red a lot.
I mean, I did play green once. It was pretty fun.
Okay.
I like both of them.
That's cool. All right, so Faith, now that we've kind of talked about the game, I'm going to ask you some questions, okay?
And I will answer them to you, and you will know more about the game.
Perfect. All right, so first, I'm going to ask you a little bit about you, okay? Faith, do you like going to the zoo?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you like most about going to the zoo?
It's because there are some very, very fun rides at the Nashville Public Zoo.
What, I know, because we have a really cool zoo here in Nashville, and it has a lot of different things. So I think the ride you're referring to is the Flying Eagle, the zip line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love that one. There's also a really big playground that they've really built out.
It has a tower maze, a merry-go-round, and it has like a baby park separated from the bigger kid park. Now, this is my funnest part of the playground.
Okay.
You get to walk on a rope. It's a rope bridge.
Oh, yeah, you do like the rope bridge.
The sad part about it is that I lost my bracelet when I was going across one.
That was a bummer. But I think all in all, we've had a lot of really good experiences at the zoo. Do you have a favorite animal at the zoo?
No. I am really looking forward to the cheetahs. But I did really like the baby snow leopards that we saw.
Oh, yeah. Really cool.
But those were my favorite ones. The other ones that were pretty cool is they say, come see the dragons. So they're basically lizards. They aren't dragons.
Yeah, the Komodo dragons.
They're Komodo dragons.
Do you like it when they bring out the flamingos in the area where the people walk?
Yeah, I love that. But you want to know the funniest part I love?
What's the funniest part?
We went over to the Komodo dragons when we went with Josie, and we smelled it, and we were like, ew, that tastes gross. That smells gross. And then we run away and then go back, run away, run, right? That was the funniest part of it.
That's really funny. All right, so Faith, I have one more question about the zoo.
What?
Would you enjoy being a zookeeper? Someone who takes care of the animals?
Of course!
You would?
Yeah.
Which animal would you want to take care of?
I'd take care of the snow leopards.
Or the cheetahs that are coming?
They're called snow leopards.
No, I know. You saw the baby snow leopards, but you've mentioned the cheetahs too.
Yeah, the snow leopards were so cute.
I'm glad you liked those. I wish I could have been there that day, but I'm glad you guys got to see them. All right, so Faith, about this game. So it is a cooperative game instead of competing against one another. And we played both. So we played games like Zoo Break or Quest for the Moonstone, which are games that work together.
And My Little Scythe.
Well, My Little Scythe and Lorcana, the Disney game.
What's Lorcana?
That's the Disney card game that I showed you.
Oh, yeah.
Those are competitive games. Oh. So do you like the cooperative game better or the competitive game?
I don't know.
You like them both?
Uh-huh.
Because they both have different things that they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite is My Little Scythe because I actually got that.
Yeah.
That was actually my game that I got.
Yeah, I think those are...
But my favorite game is Ticket to Ride. It's called The First Journey. My dad got it. Dad got it for me.
You have a lot of favorite games, which is great.
Yeah.
All right, what do you enjoy most about playing Zoo Break? Hey folks, this is Jared in the editing room. Faith's audio for this question was pretty distorted and I couldn't fix it and we didn't have time to re-record. So I just thought I'd summarize. Her answer was that she really loved interacting with the animals and all the different types of animals that were on the board. And of course, she mentioned the snack shop as well. Do you have a animal that you think is harder to capture than the other ones and get back in their cages?
The rhino.
You're really intimidated by the rhino, huh?
He's pretty fun, but if... Watch out for rhino charge!
I think that the tigers are really hard because if even one tiger gets out, we lose the game. And they are so hard to get back in their enclosure.
But they can't move after they're asleep.
That's true, but remember, some cards wake up the tigers.
I hate those cards.
That's really scary, isn't it? All right. My next question.
Remember the scaredy cat.
That's true,
scaredy
too.
Cat.
Yeah, that's a good point. So the game has a really thick deck, and it has the ability to where you can make the game easier or harder depending on your skill level. And so there's certain easy cards that you can take out over time as you get better to try and make the game more difficult as you get better at the game. So there's a lot of balancing act as well. So there's a card that will wake up the tigers, like we just talked about. There's a card that will send tigers running back to their cage.
I love Scaredy Cat because it says every single tiger that's closest to the zoo exit goes back into its enclosure.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And then you have a better chance of getting them locked up.
That's right. All right, so Faith, my next question.
I got a question.
Like for the podcast?
It's about the game and the podcast.
Okay.
So, I'll first do it about the game. How do you like this game?
I really enjoyed this game. I have been looking for a game that is cooperative like this, where I can play with you girls instead of playing just against you. And it's something that we can all pull out. We know the rules really well because they're really easy. So, it's really easy to dive right in, play, feel like we're actually playing a game that has a good amount of substance to it. And then everybody has a good time. I really enjoy it. I like the variety in the number of actions you get each turn and not knowing which cards are going to get flipped and the different type of zookeepers. I think all that's really great.
About the podcast.
Okay.
Is it like going to be like a video? Like, how is this going to work?
It's just going to be something that people listen to.
So you like post it online?
Yeah, I post it online and then people can download it and listen to it.
I got it. Okay.
Yep.
That's what I had.
Cool. So thanks for asking, Faith. Do you like the art in this game?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You okay?
I love how they designed the animals to look like real ones. Like,
yeah. So, well, you can just talk about it.
Like, so the tigers, I like how they did like the little spikes for the stripes. I love how they did that. And for the elephants, it feels like they're so real. The best part I love is the pandas. The pandas look like they're about to burst out of the bag and come bounding in the house. Either way, I really like the art. I love how they use like so much life.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they're not all. So there's snake. The snakes are just tokens.
Yeah.
But all the other animals are actually minifigure animals that you actually set up and have real good wooden feel to them.
No, what I'm saying is like I love the art.
You like the art on them.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think that's great.
I love how they use like so realistic.
Mm-hmm. I think, so I agree with you, and I'm just adding on to it with liking the miniature part as well. So also, the zookeepers are meeples as well. Uh-huh. And then everybody has a really helpful sheet to be able to keep up with their stuff as far as the individual zookeeper.
What I love about it is that there's a board for each zookeeper.
Yeah, that's really helpful, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So I think we've answered this question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Do you think that this game is fun?
Yes.
Do you think that it's fun even after you've played it a lot?
Yes, it does actually.
You still think it's fun after that?
Even if you played it like 300 times. Mm. I don't think
we haven't done that, but we could try.
You could. I don't think you could even get bored of it. It's the funnest game ever.
It is a lot of fun, and it has a lot of variability because things change every single time.
Yes.
We've had a lot of fun with it. We've never really gotten bored with it. And I'm glad that you like it. And do you think this game is hard?
It can be hard once you get older. Then when you
start taking out the easy cards,
you start taking out the easy cards, and then it turns harder. Like you get more Rhino Charge cards, and
less of the easy stuff. Where nothing happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically how hard the game is. That's basically how hard the game is. Is that it's just as you get older, it gets tougher and tougher until when you're grown up, you have to like take out all the easy cards and you have to have all the hard ones and work through it with all the hard ones.
Have you ever lost this game?
Yes.
Yeah, we win a good amount of times, don't we?
Yeah.
But there is still some times where we end up losing because of the way the cards flip.
Yeah.
So,
shuffle
also,
it.
Sometimes somebody just wants to hang out at the snack bar all day.
Hey!
Just kidding.
You're telling on me.
Do you think that your sisters enjoy this game?
Yeah.
Okay. So your sisters are Joy, who's 5, and Hopi is 3. So Hopi just kind of plays around while we play, but Joy does a pretty good job of getting involved, you think?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, last question. Faith, would you recommend this game to a friend?
Yes, I would, actually.
Okay. Do you think that your friends would enjoy it?
Yeah, especially my math games teacher. I have a tutorial that I go through.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I am doing school. I am 7 years old.
What grade are you in?
Second grade.
Awesome.
Now, back to the game. I think she would really love it because it's full of math.
Mm.
Like, how many actions you have left, full of math.
Yeah, and figuring out the most efficient way of doing
and
it.
And then it's just games. Like, you have to do math with the games.
I like the connection you're making here. It's very good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Faith, do you have any other thoughts?
No, but I do have some questions for you.
Okay, ask me some questions.
How do you, like, feel with this game? Is it like boring, like feeling, like what's your feeling with this game?
That's a really good question, Faith. So I actually really have a lot of fun with this game.
Okay.
And I, you know, even for a little kid's game, I stay really engaged.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, even for a little kid like Hope, she's like pretty good, actually.
Yeah, she does a pretty good job. And so the game is rated for ages 8+. But I would say even 5+, which is Joy's age, would really be able to pick this game up really easily. No, I think it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And I think that, like I said, it's something where I stay really engaged. And I am always interested in the decisions that we make. And I actually, there's some times where I have to kind of hold back a little bit because I want you girls to be the ones taking the lead on what decisions you make. And I get really excited. I'm like, oh, Faith, I think you should do something different. But I try and hold back and not tell you because even though I'm really invested, I want you to learn how to play the game too.
Uh-huh. My thing is, I was hoping you would ask this question, but since you didn't.
Oh, sorry. You can go ahead and ask the question for both of us.
How do you fear this game? Like, do you think it's scary? Do you think it's like, oh no, I'm going to lose? Or do you think it's like, I'm going to work through it, and even if I lose, I'm going to be happy, like that?
That's a good question. So I do have moments where I'm worried that we're going to lose the game.
Okay.
But I will say that I think I have fun even if we lose. What do you think?
I really think the game is fun.
Even if you lose?
Even if we lose, I think we can still have a fun time. It's just like soccer. You can lose and still have fun.
That's a good point. Faith, do you have any other questions?
This is my last question. How do you like this game? Like, How do you do, like, the works of art? Do you like how they put together, like, the pieces?
Yeah, I do. I think that the pieces are really great. I really think it was a great idea to go with the animal miniatures so that you can feel the animals as you're moving them around. You know, there's so many little meerkats, and to see them spread out all over the board is really fun. And seeing that tiger come at you, or the rhinoceros is, or the elephant, like, are just all really scary. And then I actually think it was a great idea to have the snakes be tokens, because you're so scared when you're flipping it over. You're not quite sure what it is. You don't want it to be a poisonous snake, but it could be.
Yeah, that's exactly what I like.
Well, Faith, it has been an absolute joy to have you on the podcast today. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Should we do it again sometime?
Sure. Maybe, I don't know a time. Maybe,
We'll have to get me on your schedule, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. So I think that I actually, looking at our schedule, we're scheduled to have another one of these in about a month. That sound good?
A month?
Yeah, because Ian and I have to do some, and Mommy and I have to do one. You have to share the microphone there, kiddo.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah, I think this has been a blessing doing this. I hope we can do it again soon.
I cannot wait. Well,
Dad, I feel like I'm DJ Mary.
DJ Mary? Nice Pokemon reference in the first episode. I love it. Well, I hope all of you have enjoyed this episode. We're calling this our Kids Table episode, where we take a look at kids games with Faith. We might get Joy on at some point. Who knows? Hope will probably be on at some point as well. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the episode description. And we do have a Discord, so please join us. Have a good time. Join the conversation. I would love to engage you over there. Additionally, we would absolutely appreciate it if you could leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our podcast as well. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing the podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, and to Anna Snyder, who made the music. Join us next time as Ian and I discuss the dead of winter. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye.
Good job, kiddo. Hey, folks, I'm here again from the editing room, and as I wrapped up this episode, I really just wanted to give a few more of my thoughts, because I really think that this is a hidden gem that has been created here for kids and adults alike. So ZooBreak has been in our family for a little while. It was one of the earlier experiments that we tried, and it was kind of I just happened to stumble across it on the internet one day, and there were a lot of good reviews, and so I kind of did a blind buy, and I'm so happy that I did. And so I just wanted to go ahead and say that. The publisher is Sunday Club Games, and I don't believe that they have a lot of games. Looking at it online here, ZooBreak is the only listing that they have on BoardGameGeek, but it is a real gem. If you are into Pandemic or Flashpoint or any other of those lighter cooperative games, this is a perfect way to get your kids involved in something like that. You know, things kind of get out of hand. There's some real decisions to be made, and you don't have to be a child to enjoy this game. I know I keep saying that over and over again, but I want to emphasize it, because I know some kids' games kind of have like that, oh, well, this is great for a kid, but I would never enjoy it. But I think it has a place at the table, especially if you're a family. And so I'd highly encourage you to take a look at this one. And again, you know, our family loves it, and it is a true hidden gem that has not gotten a lot of popularity over the years, but it really is a good game. The turns are streamlined. The animals are super cute. There's going to be a picture up on our Instagram, and I'm going to show off some of the miniatures. The actions are super simple, and at the same time, there is a lot of choice. And it also adds a little bit of luck. It also adds a fair amount of angst, which you want in a good cooperative game, because with snakes flipping and some of the more dangerous animals getting close to the exit, it starts to get really panicky. And there is a lot of room for adjusting the difficulty. So if you're a family that likes things to be a little more challenging, there's ways to make that happen with the decks. And there's also ways to make it a little bit easier if you're having a hard time. No shame in either way. And just lets everyone have a good time at their speed and their pace. So that is Zoobreak. Really happy with having Faith on. I know we're still kind of, you know, kind of figuring out how we want these different episode types to feel, because we want each of them to be their own, but also tie in together with our overall vision of the podcast. Hope y'all are enjoying it, and can't wait to see you next time. All right, that's all for now.